for the first time ever, North Carolina's seven westernmost counties met to discuss how to solve the opioid crisis. BPR was at the summit in Bryson City. For Graham County Commissioner Connie Orr, the issue is personal. Her son has been battling addiction since he was prescribed Vicodin at 15 years old. He's now 51.
From that time to now, my son has been fighting the addiction of opiates, which has moved not only to opiates, but to heroin, meth, and any drug that's available right now.
The goal of the summit was to bring together local government agencies with substance abuse professionals to create action plans, explains Kay McConnell from Renew Bryson City. She worked to organize the event with nonprofit Recovery Alliance Initiative. The Chapel Hill-based organization held a substance abuse summit in Haywood County last November, but they noticed attendance was low from the western part of the state, one of the areas hit the hardest by the opioid epidemic. That's when McConnell started working with them to plan this summit.
We just thought if seven counties could work together across the board, across the lines, we could do wonders, you know, bring all our brains together and plan, and that's what we're doing today.
Statistics show Western North Carolina with higher rates of drug and opioid overdose deaths, as well as infants hospitalized with withdrawals, than the rest of the state. Greg Christopher has been sheriff of Haywood County for over 6 years. He says Haywood was the first county in the state to provide the overdose medicine Narcan for every officer on patrol. He estimates they use it about 4 times a day.
Everything that we do, we have to do in a partnership with somebody else, because it's just not law enforcement that can take away this drug problem. We're not going to arrest our way out of this.
The over 200 attendees at the summit created 20 action plans to solve issues ranging from prevention to education and recovery. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.